Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Republican leaders on the legislature's budget panel say Democratic Governor Tony Evers' plan to overhaul the state's prison system needs work. Joint Finance Committee co-chair Representative Mark Bourne is pleased Evers wants to close the Green Bay prison, but said the plan is half-baked and needs a lot of work. Bourne and committee co-chair Senator Howard Markline expect there will be more conversations with the governor's office. Under Evers' plan, the maximum security Green Bay Correctional Institution would eventually be shut down, and the hundreds of men housed there would be moved to other institutions. Evers also wants to convert changing the maximum security Waupun Correctional Institution into a medium security prison that focuses on job training. In all, the $535 million reorganization would reduce the capacity of Wisconsin's prison system by about 700 people. Wisconsin filmmakers tell lawmakers that a tax incentive to make films in the state would have a positive cultural and economic impact. Hayden Mock is an executive producer from Middleton and says film crews are an economic boom to the communities they film in because they shop locally and do their best to support those communities. Stacy Nash, a documentary filmmaker based in Milwaukee, says Wisconsin has the scenery and the talent to have a good film industry, but it needs to proper infrastructure to succeed. Under a proposed bill, companies could apply for a 30% credit equal to the cost of salary or wages of Wisconsin residents paid to produce a film. At the Capitol, proposed legislation would let the Scouts recruit new members in Wisconsin schools. Lucia Cronin, president of the Milwaukee-based Three Harbors Council of Scouting America, spelled out the issue to the Senate Education Committee. Cronin said while there are more than 760 schools in Wisconsin that still have a scouting program, but the inability to effectively recruit new members means those programs are dying. Tim Molsby with the Chippewa Valley Council described the same situation in northwest Wisconsin. He said the bill would simply allow scouting to continue to invest in young people. Molsby said access has been an issue for about the last 10 years, driven largely by legal concerns rather than objections by the superintendents and principals. Governor Tony Evers vetoed similar legislation last session, citing concerns over local control and possible conflicts with federal law. It's a day without child care, and many centers are closed. Terry Barr has more.
Providers say it's their way of showing state lawmakers what it could be like if they have to shut down for good.
What we do is we talk about what would happen, what would it look like if we didn't have child care. But we also talk about what could it be. It doesn't have to be this way. I love all the protests. I love all the people, you know, speaking out against things. But we also need to participate in democracy by saying what we want and what we need and talk to our reps that way. So that's what this event is all about.
That's Corrine Hendrickson. She owns a child care center in New Glarus. She says providers count on a piece of that $480 million pie for the Department of Children and Families to run their programs. Lawmakers cut all of it out of the state budget.
Wisconsin is one of the top 10 states with the most workers in meatpacking and processing. The rules could be changing, and some advocates say they could put workers in harm's way. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
The Trump administration is now changing safety rules for those employees, and experts say it could put them at higher risk of getting hurt. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is overhauling regulatory protections to permit faster processing lines for pork and poultry companies. It says the goal is to allow these plants to set their own speeds, and that research has confirmed no direct link between processing speeds and workplace injuries. But labor advocates say that's not true, citing the USDA's own data from January. Georgetown University's Debbie Berkowitz is a former OSHA official who studies how processing speeds impact safety. She gives this example from USDA data showing what happens when processing goes faster.
In poultry plants, 82% of workers were at increased risk of musculoskeletal disorders.
Berkowitz says it's hard for workers to speak up when conditions aren't safe.
There's a real fear of speaking out and speaking up to companies when things are unsafe. And the meat industry is disproportionately made up of refugees and workers of color.
Wisconsin has more than 500 meat plants statewide. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin is once again the top cranberry producer for the 30th straight year in a row. Brittany Merlo has the story.
Last year's yield from the state was well over 6 million barrels, which supplied over 60% of the nation's needs. And these berries are grown on more than 25,000 acres, spanning through 19 counties, with more than 250 licensed growers. And the executive director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association says they take pride in being stewards of this land and this legacy.
And you know, we'd go into the classrooms and we teach about time for cranberries, because in Wisconsin, a lot of our children and a lot of adults really haven't eaten fresh cranberries. And so, you know, it's all about teaching and learning and our cultural history. And what a better way to do it than through taste and touch.
That's Sheila Everhart from Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism. She was on Civic Media's Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Cranberries support nearly 4,000 jobs and contribute to nearly $1 billion annually to the state's economy. Wood County led the state's cranberry production last year with over 1.8 million barrels, which is roughly 30% of the state's total output. Monroe County wasn't far behind with 1.09 million barrels at almost 18%. Juneau and Jackson counties put out percentages in the mid-teens, and Vilas County rounded out the top five at about 5%. And the 2025 growing season starts right now, while harvesting takes place in the fall from September through early November.
Most of the cranberries are made into cranberry juices and craisins, but we have an abundance of fresh cranberries.
And can you believe that only 5% of the crop is sold fresh? And that's usually during the holiday season. From the Cranberry Capital, for Civic Media News, I'm Brittany Merlot.
With the return of warmer weather, the Wisconsin State Patrol reminds everyone on the road to be alert and watch for others. We can expect to start seeing more motorcycles, bicycles, and other smaller profile road users. Drivers may also encounter farm equipment and other slow-moving vehicles as spring planting season begins. The Wisconsin State Patrol's May Law of the Month advises drivers to share the road and be mindful of other road users that may be less visible or traveling at slower speeds. Follow these general safety tips to share the road. Look twice for others and use turn signals to help everyone anticipate your movements. Watch your speed and follow the rules of the road. Never drive or ride impaired. Avoid distractions. Buckle up, phone down, every trip, every time, and stay alert and scan for potential hazards on the road. There are roughly 2,000 crashes involving motorcycles every year in Wisconsin. Preliminary data show 102 motorcyclists were killed and 1,805 were hurt in crashes in 2024. Motorcycles are smaller than the average vehicle, so they can be harder to see. Drivers are encouraged to look twice, especially when pulling out from a stop sign, turning left, or changing lanes, and to keep a safe following distance to avoid a collision. Motorcyclists can also do their part to be visible and follow safe riding practices. Ride defensively and scan the road ahead for gravel and sand. Staggered riding is suggested for multiple motorcycles. Protective high visibility, clothing, and safety gear is recommended. State law requires headlamps to be on at all times. Helmets are strongly encouraged for all riders and required by state law for those under 18. According to preliminary data, there were 894 crashes involving bicycles last year, up 22% from the five-year average. 8 bicyclists were killed and 787 were hurt in those crashes. Drivers need to be cautious and stay at least 3 feet from a bicycle to help prevent crashes. Bicycles and motorcycles are considered vehicles on Wisconsin's roads and are required to follow the same traffic laws as the average vehicle. This includes electric bikes. Additional safety tips for bicyclists include stay visible and be sure to use lights at night. Be aware of your surroundings, especially when changing lanes. Watch for opening car doors and wear protective gear, including a helmet. Another thing to be mindful of this spring is the return of farm vehicles on the roads. There have been more than 2,000 crashes involving farm vehicles in Wisconsin in the past 5 years, including 429 in 2024, according to preliminary data. Farm vehicles travel at much slower speeds than the average vehicle. Drivers should be scanning the road ahead and be prepared to slow down when approaching and traveling near farm vehicles. Be patient and cautious if you decide to pass. In Wisconsin, it is unlawful to pass an agricultural vehicle in a no-passing zone. Farm vehicle operators should stay as far to the right as safely possible and follow all lighting and marking requirements for farm vehicles. The State Patrol encourages anyone using Wisconsin's roads to check with local municipality for rules regarding other types of vehicles, including one wheels, electric skateboards, and scooters. The 2025 Sauk County Respect for Law Day observance will be held this morning at 8:30 on the west side of the historic Sauk County Courthouse. The event is held each year in conjunction with National Police Week and honors current and past public safety personnel who serve Sauk County in law enforcement, fire, and emergency medical services. The public is invited to attend this outdoor event, which will include brief speeches and ceremonious elements honoring those who served and continue to enhance public safety in Sauk County. Following the ceremony, attendees are invited to the county boardroom in the Sauk County West Square building for light refreshments and conversation.